Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by your San Diego BMW centers through November 2nd. Lease a 2020 BMW 330i sedan for $399 a month for 36 months with $4,124 due at signing. Contact the San Diego County BMW Center today for details or visit sdcountybmw.com. Well, another Major League Baseball season in the books. And another scandal that MLB is trying to tamp down. We've got someone who knows all about that, a host of a new Radio.com podcast on the Houston Astros. The Edge, Ben Ryder, is going to join us, and we'll chat with him right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Always excited when this guy has a few minutes for us on the show. Let's welcome Ben Ryder back to Ben and Woods. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Before we get into the Edge, and I think there's five episodes now available at radio.com, we were just kind of comparing the difference between the fallout of the Houston Astros scandal and what we're kind of expecting here with the Justin Turner and COVID situation. And to us, Ben, the big difference is it doesn't really have anything to do with competitive edge on the field. Is that what made the Houston Astros scandal so big? Because the players actually cared about it. That was the one thing that they actually care about when it comes to their fellow players.
I think that's certainly a fair point. You know, one of the things that I investigate in this podcast are just the many, many different factors that all came together almost as if in a perfect storm to lead to this really kind of once in a generation level scandal related to the Houston Astros. That was certainly part of it. The fact that clearly, as we saw from the reaction of players around the league, the Astros crossed an ethical line in baseball, right? Like, yes, we all know that sign stealing has been going on forever. We all know some level of, you know, using electronics to do it in most, if not all, clubhouses. But it's clear that the Astros went above and beyond and past that line. And that resulted in the fury and the rage that we saw in opposing clubhouses at the beginning of the season and also even throughout the season. You're right. I mean, it's hard to think about the Justin Turner incident in the same way, even though you could argue that in real terms, I mean, this thing is potentially more actually dangerous in some ways.
Yeah, so your next podcast will be called The Test. Then, and you can just do a deep dive into just, you got the Edge, you got the Test, and then God knows what happens next year in the World Series. We're talking to Ben Ryder, host of the Edge podcast. I cannot wait to dive headlong into this. Going to have some free time here coming up shortly. I'm going to binge this podcast. I can't wait. We talked to you a bunch, Ben. We talked to you about, you know, because we worked with a guy that would tell me every single day, just the Astros just did it better. They just did it better than everybody else. Well, then we now figured out how they did it better. And it was just very, very interesting to me that this year comes around and there's no fans in the stands. Question for you. I know you've gotten blowback from Astros fans. They're very obviously sensitive to it. Some are embarrassed. Some are just outright pissed and ready to forget it. In your opinion, was this even worse with no fans in the stands, knowing it's still going to be there, like next year if there's fans in the stands? It's always going to stick with this team.
Right. I mean, I think the taint of this will stick with this team and will be a part of the 2017 championship and will stick with the individual players forever. And yeah, a lot of people are saying, oh, how lucky were the Astros? If there's one group of people that is, you know, in any way able to see a silver lining in this year, 2020, with everything that's going on, it's the Astros, because they did not have to go on a shame tour around the country being booed at by fans in all ballparks they go to. You know, fans would have brought in garbage cans and banged on him and harassed him and all that. I'm not so sure that's true. Like, maybe it would have been good to get it over with, because now all you're doing is delaying that reaction, delaying kind of the acute villainy of the Astros until fans actually get back into the ballpark and can get out their aggression on them.
Yeah, and I
but
said,
yeah, I mean, in the, I said short, in the short term, that's true, but it'll be with them forever.
I said the same. I said it's kind of like you know you did the crime, but you're out on bail. And your trial is in a year, and you're like, well, I mean, I'm out, and I'm going to Starbucks and, you know, whatever, but I know it's coming still. And you saw the report, I'm sure, this week about George Springer wanting out of Houston. And I just wonder, are so many of these players like, you know what, I just don't want to be involved with this franchise anymore. I mean, George Springer is a great, great player, should command a lot of money. And just for him to not want to be a part of the Houston Astros anymore, I think this is all part of it.
It could be contributing to that. And, of course, George Springer was the guy who was on the cover of the story I wrote in Sports Illustrated in 2014, which was predicted. Like, he was the cover boy for this entire run that they went on here. And, yeah, I mean, I'm sure part of it psychologically is that it's been exhausting to be a member of the team. You know, for all the ups, like, now, yeah, maybe George wants to move on. I suspect that a bigger part of that has to do with the fact that George Springer is, by most accounts, the best free agent in this class, and that he probably has a pretty good idea that the Astros aren't going to pay up for him. So, if there's one thing that I'm pretty sure of, it's that George Springer is not going to be an Astro next year.
Talking to Ben Ryder here with Ben and Woods. He's the host of the Edge Radio.com podcast on the Houston Astros cheating scandal. Now, Ben, do I get this understand correctly? Now that the World Series is over, the suspensions that were handed out, AJ Hinch, Alex Cora, Jeffrey Lou, now those are now expired, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. Do you think that one or any of those guys will soon be, you know, scooped up and have a job again in Major League Baseball?
I think Hinch and Cora probably will. I think that they'll be talked to. I mean, there aren't that many managerial openings this offseason so far anyway. There's a couple of them, right? The White Sox being a really good job in particular. But, yeah, I'd expect those two guys to be at the top of the list, despite the mistakes that they obviously made, as we know well and as I dive into in my podcast. They're well-liked. They're known to be good managers. They're known to effectively blend kind of old-school managerial duties with a new school understanding of analytics and all that. I expect them to be top candidates. Frankly, I think Jeff Luhnow will have a lot more difficult time coming back into the game. That doesn't mean it'll never happen, but it might take a while if it happens at all, at least in baseball.
Well, he just did a TV interview, and essentially the reports, I listened to the interview. We talked about it on this show. And then I saw a report come out that, well, Jeff, I think you were a little bit less than truthful. What was his role, Ben? And I know you probably cover it in the podcast. He did know that there were things going on, correct?
You know, I don't want to say spoiler alert, but next week's episode of my podcast that comes out next Wednesday is an extensive interview with Luhnow.
Perfect.
That I conducted before that TV interview, actually. And I would venture to say that he reveals a bit more in it, or significantly more than he has to this point. So I don't want to spoil it too much.
No, it's a great tease. I'm ready.
Sorry, I hate that's annoying.
We're in radio. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to tease and get people's interest. That's what we're ready for.
It's an extensive interview. To me, he was open and honest. He answered every question that I had. And I'll say that I watched that TV interview too, and there is not a moment that he said something in which I said, you know what, that's not true. That's definitely not true. Like, there's shades of gray in everything. And I know that anonymous MLB sources did push back in kind of a vague way about some things that he said. But, I think I just have to wait to listen. But I'll tell you, I will say that interview did not strike me as this guy is not telling the truth at any point.
Well, and part of the fallout of that interview was some people saying, hey, the Houston Astros didn't clean house as well as maybe it's been made to seem. What's your opinion on that in terms of, are the Astros still other than the players, obviously, that participated, are they still filled and, you know, with guys who were instrumental behind the scenes in making this cheating scandal happen?
Well, it was a team-wide effort. The commissioner described it as player-driven. There was a, you know, replay room component to it. There were three people who lost their jobs as a result of it in a scheme that involved directly dozens of people. So I feel like you could probably draw your own conclusion based on that fact.
Ben Ryder is with us here again. You can check it out. Radio.com has this podcast, The Edge. 5 episodes now. A new one that was just teased, dropping next week. Wednesday is when the new ones come out, you said, Ben?
Next Wednesday, yeah.
All right, and so as you look forward here, last thing, just what do you expect the Houston Astros to do? We talked about George Springer, obviously, already, but what's the next evolution here? I mean, Dusty Baker did some rehabilitation.
Yeah, did a good job.
In terms of his reputation, and especially in the postseason. How does that carry over now moving forward?
Right, I mean, it's going to get tougher for them to kind of maintain this. I feel like this year's run to the ALCS was obviously pretty unexpected. But next year they're coming back. You know, they're not going to have Verlander next year, Justin Verlander. They're probably not going to have Roberto Osuna. They're probably not going to have George Springer. They're probably not going to have Michael Brantley. Like, how long can you keep this afloat? Like, yes, they have a great nucleus still with Alex Bregman in the long term. Carlos Correa is going to be there next year. They do have an ability to kind of develop guys you've never heard of, especially young pitchers, who all of a sudden are like pitching really well in the ALCS, guys that were never on Baseball America's top 100 list or anything like that. But yeah, it's going to be much, much tougher going forward to maintain this, especially given the competition in the American League with the Yankees and the White Sox, et cetera. But look, all this team was designed to do was to give themselves a chance in the playoffs to roll the dice each and every year. Will they still be a playoff challenger? Yeah, I think they will. And that's really the name of the game.
Ben, great stuff as always. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Ben Ryder, The Edge is his podcast. You can find it at radio.com. Also a terrific Sports Illustrated writer. He's on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online and mobile banking. Let's do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
What a career arc for him, right? Writing about all the things that we were told, you know, they just do it better. They just do it differently. They're smarter than everybody else. And then writing all those pieces, to talk about how great they are. And then that happens.
It's a good point. Let me just quickly throw out our phone number. We need Aston for real or fake. Got a Padres prize package on the line. Hat, mask, fleece, blanket, some other stuff. 833-288-0973 if you want to join us and play our game. 833-288-0973. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's cool. You get to write a cover article for Sports Illustrated back in 2014. But those don't generally change the course of your life for the next 6-plus years.
Right.
But once the Houston Astros made good on his cover, your 2017 World Series champions, then they wanted, you know, he obviously became kind of linked with that story.
It
became quickly like, this is the most important story I've ever written. Then the cheating scandal comes out, and he's in a unique position with the relationships and all the research he's already done to be on the edge of this story and breaking news and wrapping it up all in the podcast. So, yeah, I mean, he is. There's nobody who knows this stuff better than Ben Ryder.
Yeah, it's a very, very strange turn.
It is. All right, let's get to it. It is time to play our game today. It is real or fake time.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, up for grabs, a Padres prize pack. I mentioned it. Padres hat, fleece blanket, mask, and tote bag, courtesy of the San Diego Padres. All you got to do, beat or tie Woods here in our 5-round game of Real or Fake. And we have Adrian on the line. Adrian, good morning. Welcome to Real or Fake.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, guys, we got a literal Real or Fake today.
Okay.
With just 5 days until the election. Don't worry, I'm not going to get too political. Just going to test your knowledge about the ballot. There are 12 different candidates for president and vice president on the California ballot, including, of course, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and their running mates. But how about some of the others? Today on Real or Fake, I'll give you a name. You tell me if they are a real person appearing on the California ballot for president or vice president, or a fake fictional president I've thrown in to fool you.
Okay.
Ready to go, Woods?
I'm ready.
All right, round one. David Palmer. Real or fake?
David Palmer is real.
Oh, David Palmer is the 24 president. Dennis Haysbert was David Palmer on 24.
I didn't watch 24.
All right, Adrian, I'm going to throw you a softball here. Kanye Omari West, real or fake candidate on the ballot?
Real.
Yes, vice presidential candidate in California.
Stupid.
All right, round two, Woods.
I was actually surprised to
It's weird to see it, idiot.
Joe Jorgensen, real or fake, Woods?
Real.
A libertarian candidate for president. All right, let's go. Spike Cohen, Adrian, real or fake?
Fake.
That's Joe Jorgensen's running mate on the Libertarian Party. All right, we are 1-1 as we go to round three. Andrew Shepard, real or fake, Woods?
Sounds made up. I'll say fake.
From The American President, the movie President Shepard. All right, 2-1. All right, round to three for Adrian. How about Thomas Whitmore? Real or fake president, Adrian?
Go with real.
No, had the big speech Independence Day when the aliens invented the United States. That was President Whitmore.
We will get our independence.
Round four, Howie Hawkins. Real or fake, Woods?
Howie Hawkins. Real.
Green Party candidate for president this year.
Good luck, Howie.
All right, let's go to Selena Meyer, Adrian. Real or fake?
I'm going to go with... Fake.
She's Veep.
Veep. I never saw that either. Yeah, God, why do I hate presidential shows?
Great show. Good show. Yeah, she's Veep.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Very good. All right, last round. Gloria LaRiva.
Real.
Yes, the Socialist and Liberation Party candidate. Finally, all right, this is you need this one for the win here to tie Woods or at least get the three necessary, Adrian. Real or fake president candidate? Francis Underwood. Real or fake, Adrian?
I'm going to go with real.
No, oh, it's House of Cards. That's Frank Underwood. Mm. Oh, Adrian, good try, though. Thank you for playing today's game of Real or Fake.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Good game, but no. Did you watch House of Cards?
No.
You didn't watch that show?
No.
He's kind of hit some... The skids, yes.
As it were. It's going to be, we're going to say it every day on our show. That's my goal. Hit the skids. Yeah, Kevin Spacey was a big fan of his.
And right. They did the last season without him after he hit the skids.
You read some of the things that he's been accused of, and you're like, wow.
We've talked about it before when somebody you look up to, athlete, musician, actor, whatever, you find out what they're really about. And you're like, I don't support this.
Yeah, it's tough. But then you've already enjoyed their work for so long. Like, can I go back and watch the movie Seven? No, you know, he was the killer in Seven, crazy guy.
Yeah, see, I'll do that. And music is what gets me the most. I have a lot of musicians that have fallen by the wayside the last couple of years. I'm like, cool, do I get a refund for the $40,000 I've spent on your records and t-shirts and you know, albums, everything else, like concerts? No, of course you don't.
I got a lot coming up here in our 7 o'clock hour, including our Mort Report with ESPN's Chris Mortensen, looking ahead to Week 8 of the NFL season. Don't Do This is coming up as well. We got half the show still to go. And, you know, Woods, doing some thinking, obviously you're going to be gone for a while on paternity leave. And I was just wondering, should we change the name of the show while you're gone?
No, you shouldn't.
Because you're not going to be here for a while. It's not like you're out for a couple days.
You're not. It's Ben and Woods.
I think we need to think about it just a little bit. We'll get to that coming up next. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan for now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.